The bill would require those who spread fertilizer on 50 or more acres of farm fields in Ohio to be trained and have licenses to do so. Those are similar to rules put in place regarding pesticides. Jack Shaner with the Ohio Environmental Council says this is an important step to deal with the massive algal blooms that shut down Grand Lake St. Mary's in western Ohio in recent years and are threatening Lake Erie.
So that is a positive thing because a nutrient is a nutrient and a nutrient. Once it gets in the water, if there's too much of it, it can fuel this toxic algae growth.
Farmers were concerned at first about putting new rules on agriculture that would require more paperwork but result in less productive farming. Tony Seekers is with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, and he says this bill is a good compromise for the land and for those who work it.
We never said we didn't want regulations. It's just let's make sure that the bill is done right, and we struck a great balance with protecting the environment while also protecting crop practices and farming practices so we can continue to feed not just Ohio but the world.
But environmentalists say while they're pleased with the idea behind this bill, they're unhappy about what they see as an exclusion, manure. Shaner says just because it's seen as a natural source of fertilizer, that doesn't mean it's not a potential problem when there's too much of it.
It doesn't matter if it's a natural source or a synthetic source. You don't want over-nutrification. That fuels toxic algae growth. That causes an oxygen-deprived dead zone in Lake Erie, Grand Lake St. Mary's, over in Buckeye Lake and around the state. Farmers apply fertilizer and manure. They need it for their crops, but they can't over-apply it.
But Seeker says manure is already heavily regulated by the state. And so this bill was aimed at other sources of potential problems.
What we're really seeing the issue is from dissolved phosphorus. We're looking at this for the first time and seeing that this phosphorus is leaving the fields from fertilizer. Let's get our arms around that. And, you know, this is one component of a lot of activities going on right now and been going on.
Shaner says environmental activists have immediate concerns about the application of manure onto frozen fields, which he says won't be able to absorb that fertilizer, so it'll run off into the water supply. But Seeker says farmers will be careful with manure right now, since no one wants to buy it and spread it, only to see it wash away with the first spring rains. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.